Oh, you got it, you got all that, all right. Have you got this?
Yes, sir.
What about this? You got that? Well, you got.
Still gonna do best. Friend gossip and rumor, then get it all confirmed later.
You let me know when you want which document out.
We'll just go ahead and start handing them out, and the less attention they pay to me, the better off we'll be. You got everything you need or do you?
I think so.
All right. Just to make sure you follow.
I've got this one, I've got.
You got your cheaters?
Oh, I always gotta have those.
I was thinking probably just to remember.
Okay.
You're good.
Go ahead, Mr. Mayor.
Are y'all good? I'm gonna say good afternoon, everybody, and I'll just start off and then turn it over to Senator Kinley. I know this has been a subject of a lot of discussion, and will continue to be so. But I want people to understand, and I've said this repeatedly, this is not about any individuals or teams or anything. This is about downtown Indianapolis. This is about the convention business. This is about $3.5 billion worth of convention business. 66,000 jobs in central Indiana related to hospitality. That's what this is about. And we must maintain this economic engine of downtown Indianapolis, and that is exactly what it is. It's an economic engine not just for Indianapolis, but also for the state, certainly the region and the state. And that's, I think that's critical. And we must, as we craft the solution to this, we must make sure we do not take steps that affect that economic engine. And that's what I think that's what everybody's trying to do, because it contributes so much, not only to the stature of the state of Indiana and the city of Indianapolis, but also creates this huge economic engine for the state. And so that's really the way we've been approaching it. I need to thank those over here at the State House who've done such a good job with this, particularly Senator Kinley for leading this, because without him, I don't know what we'd be doing over here at the State House, frankly, and I appreciate what you've done for us, Senator Kinley, tremendously. It's been a very much of a partnership. A lot of meetings have been going on. My staff's been engaged very much, actually, on almost a daily basis over here, talking to a lot of people and talking to CIB and that sort of thing. But I'll leave that all up to Senator Kinley, and then you can discuss what's happening over here. Senator,
great.
If you would.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Well, Representative Crawford and I have been working on something since the 1st of January, and we've worked with the mayor's office, which we appreciate the help that you've given us, and the CIB folks, and also the representatives from the Colts and the Pacers have attended a lot of those meetings. So we're going to put a bill out tomorrow morning. It's going to be House Bill 1604. It's going to deal with things beyond the city of Indianapolis. It'll deal with the Fort Wayne's need for their convention center up there and establishment of the CIB. It's going to deal with the Martinsville. Monroe County is going to have some things in it. Evansville. So it's going to be a statewide thing, and I think it's really focused on a lot of local development opportunities, Mayor. And so I'd like to explain the part that relates to the CIB funding operations of how we're going to make up the shortfalls in the operation of the convention center. So let me walk you down through this sheet here, if I can. The ongoing revenue shortfall target, which the CIB had estimated as of 19th of December, was $47.4 million. Now that number does include a $15 million item over in Conseco Fieldhouse, which was, and most people think of the operation of the convention center and the stadium, but because of the expiration or an option in the agreement with the Pacers and Conseco Fieldhouse, most of you know that there are problems over there, so the CIB does have an interest in run those facilities too. So we've included this in the issue, and basically what we've done is we've tried to ask all of the concerned parties to see if they can contribute to this solution. So we asked the CIB to take a close look at their budget to see if they might possibly be able to actually do reductions to start with so that we had the best number possible. And that first block there shows a $10 million target of CIB reductions. I think the CIB has been working on this and has already achieved about $9 million of the $10 million in reductions. Then the next line is the potential contribution from the Colts and the Pacers of a total of $10 million. This is a rough ballparked figure that we think we've got here. Both of those organizations are really outstanding sports organizations that are family-owned, that are have contributed a great deal to the Indianapolis community and downtown environment. They have had very successful franchises. They're a big part of our downtown story that the mayor's promoting, but they do have a vested interest in this, and we feel that somehow that everybody should have skin in the game and they should be participating along with everybody else. So we are asking those of them, and they've been briefed on this and these numbers, but we haven't reached any final agreements with them, and obviously putting a bill out tomorrow is going to be just the first step of a longer process. Dropping on down to the bottom for the city of Indianapolis, we are going to plan at this time to give the Marion County City County Council the authority to raise the admissions tax at the sports professional sports events from 6% to 10%, and that would raise $6 million. Then we're giving the Marion County the authority to raise their food and beverage tax by 0.25%, which would go from 2% to 2.25%, and that will raise their food and beverage tax by a substantial amount, and that's been somewhat of a target in recent years in different communities to have a 1% or even more food and beverage tax. But we did feel like because of the size of the tax that a restraint was in order there, so we are recommending 0.25%, and then increasing the innkeeper's tax from 9% to 10% so that the total local amount raised would be about $15 million a year. And then the state would make concessions and contributions in two different ways. One is the new Marriott Hotel, which is being built by Dean White Industries, the White Hotel Complex, which would not be built but for the convention center. In other words, it would never be in existence but for that. We're going to allow the CIB to capture the sales tax from that, and the state will retain any income tax that's created out of that facility, but we're allowing the CIB to capture the sales tax, and we estimate that at $6 million. And then we have a plan which would benefit all cities and towns, and that is that we would raise the spirits taxes on a shot of spirits. It would be about 2 cents for a shot. On wine, it would be about a penny for every 3 ounces of wine. And on a beer, it would raise the beer tax by 1 penny on a 12-ounce container of beer. So the last time we had a sales tax increase on alcohol and spirits in the state of Indiana was 1981, and that's 28 years ago. I think if you take the new increased tax that we're going to have in that area, and if you would look to see where we're going with that in terms of the increases, you will see that those increases probably are going to raise less money in real dollars in today than they were originally when they were passed in 1981. So the cost of living has gone up more than the amount that we're raising the tax. So we think that this really kind of brings the tax up maybe somewhere near to where it would have been in 1981 if it were based on a percentage basis, which we're not